Afghan authorities have put security forces on alert as thousands of people stage an anti-government rally in Kabul.
Not anything else. We want our right. Not anything less. Not anything more. Just we are. We have gathered here to struggle toward justice.
People from the Hazara community are protesting against a multi-million-dollar power line project. Overnight, police blocked the main roads into the center of Kabul with shipping containers to prevent protesters from getting near the presidential palace. The protesters are demanding that the electricity line be routed through Bamiyan province, where most of the country's Hazaras live. But Kabul argues that the move would cost millions of dollars and delay the project by years. The original plan was meant to pass through Bamiyan, but it was changed by the previous government in 2013. The regional project involving Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, and Pakistan is scheduled to connect three countries through a high-voltage electrical transmission system. We're now joined by our correspondent Faiz Khorshid, who's with us from the Afghan capital Kabul, to bring us up to speed on the rally that has been taking place by the Hazara community. Faiz.
Badi, I'm back from the scene, and I saw that thousands of people on the streets protesting against the route that a big development project should follow. And these protesters want the power line to follow the route of Bamiyan province. It's in central Afghanistan, and most of the protesters were from Hazara communities. And they had one single demand, and the demand is that they should be connected, their villages should be connected to electricity. And we see that Kabul is still on lockdown, and we saw a large number of security forces on the streets to avoid any problem during the rally. But now the Interior Ministry here in Kabul has thanked the organizers of the rally for holding a very peaceful demonstration here in Kabul. We see that now talks continue between President Ashraf Ghani and the organizers of the rally. And President Ashraf Ghani has already formed a commission to go and look into the details of this big national development project and come up with an explanation that can bring a smile on the faces of all protesters here in Kabul. But he has also warned that any delay would overshadow this project. We understand that it's not only Afghanistan, it's also Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, and Pakistan that are involved in this project. And these countries are putting pressure on the Afghan government to quickly solve the problem here in Kabul and start building this power line.
And expanding the power grid in Afghanistan is definitely on the top of the agenda for Kabul. How important does that make the two-tap project for Afghanistan?
Well, this two-tap project would provide electricity for around 10 million people and 10 different provinces of Afghanistan. It would come from northern Afghanistan, it would pass the Saling Pass in Kabul, and then to eastern, and then to Pakistan. But it won't go through Bamiyan province, and it has angered the residents of that region. They came to Kabul, they protested today, and they had one single demand that this project should follow their province as well, because these people have been deprived of their basic needs for decades. And today they came to Kabul and held a massive rally calling on their president to respect their basic needs and respect their rights and provide them with electricity.
And given the scope of the demonstrations, do you think that it will bring about a likely change for the route of the power project?
It depends who are working in this commission now. As I said, President Ashraf Ghani has already formed a commission to look into the details of this project and come up with a better and convincing explanation. Some people who organized today's protest are also in the same commission. Now, it depends if they would be able to convince the donors of this project to finance the project and build the power line through Bamiyan province. If they be able to convince the donors like the Asia Development Bank, then I think that the demand of these protesters would be met.
Thank you very much, Faiz. Press TV's Faiz Khorshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.